CPI day today, where are we at with inflation, this damaging hangover of COVID and the flooding of money into the economy? The consensus is a quarterly rise of 0.6 to 0.8, which would see inflation drop to between 4 and 4.2 annually from, of course, 4.7. ANZ is calling 0.6, which would make it annually 4. Henry Russell is an economist with the Bank and is with us. Henry, good morning to you.
Good morning.
RB's at 3.8. Are they dreaming?
It does look a little low based on the monthly price data we've had, but we don't think that's going to be a game changer in terms of their assessment of the outlook. In terms of the details of the data today, we do think there'll be enough to satisfy them that the underlying disinflation trend remains in place. But it is the case that progress is occurring a little bit more slowly than they'd anticipated.
There's too much stickiness around all this, isn't there? I mean, for all of the insurance and the council rates and the stuff you can't control like oil, there's a lot there to be, and that's before you get to manufacturing, the services sector numbers we've seen this week. There's a lot to worry about, isn't there?
Yeah, it's certainly the case that the economy is weak, and the labour market is deteriorating. And so spare capacity now is emerging across the economy, and those really are the conditions for sustainable moderation in inflation. But we haven't seen that in the numbers just yet, or we haven't seen it in convincing enough detail to satisfy the Reserve Bank yet. But you are right, there are a lot of sticky components. And those are going to be a challenge moving forward. But there are also a lot of other components in inflation that remain far too high, and those are components that the Reserve Bank can target and can influence with monetary policy.
When do you think we get the cuts, this year or next?
They still look like a distant prospect at this stage, and so we don't expect cuts until 2025.
Jeez.
Look, inflation is still double the target band, despite the falls we've seen today. And a lot of those falls have come from factors that are largely outside the Reserve Bank's control. Things like the normalization in fresh produce following last year's disruption from cyclones in terms of food prices. We're seeing airfares falling fairly sharply at the moment as airlines seek capacity into New Zealand recovers. But in terms of the sticky components of inflation, the services inflation, which is tied to the state of the labour market, those still remain a real challenge. And if the Reserve Bank were to ease prematurely, there still remains a very real risk that the recovery and demand that would follow could stoke inflation further and see it stabilise above the target band.
Geez, it's sticky in it. Henry, appreciate it very much. Henry Russell, ANZ economist. I'm deeply worried about the fact that even if we got to 3.8 today, it's going to be at 3.7, 3.6, 3.2. We're not going to 2. It's time, time and time. Meantime, the rest of the world's getting on with it. Lagarde said overnight she's about to cut any day now. The US are creating jobs and they're spending money, so they've got problems the opposite of ours. We're going backwards, they're going forwards.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.